You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Camardella production.
Well, welcome everyone once again to the Big Band Serenade. This week our featured artist is going to be Sam Layden. Layden's brothers, he had several of them, Howard and Lester, were also band leaders, and all of them had sustained and successful careers in the music industry. Layden was one of 10 children born to Russian Jewish immigrants who immigrated to Philadelphia at the decade of the early 1900s. Sam played a clarinet and violin while young, and in 1912, he was offered a spot playing on Victor Herbert's orchestra, where he played through World War I. After the war, he moved to New York City, and he began playing at the Roseland Ballroom in 1918. There, he established the Roseland Orchestra. This ensemble recorded for the Columbia Gramophone Company in the early 1920s. Sam recorded a plethora of ensemble arrangements under the names of such Layden Jazz Band, Layden's Arcadians, Layden's Famous Players, Layden's Southern Serenaders, Layden's Redheads, Sam Layden's Dance Ensemble, and Layden's Arkansas Travelers. He did not always give himself top billing in his ensemble names, and was a session leader for an enormous number of sweet jazz recording sessions in the 1920s. Among the ensembles he directed were Ladd's Black Aces, the Broadway Bellhops, the Westerners, the Pillsbury Orchestra, and Bailey's Lucky Seven. He had a rotating cast of noted musicians playing with him, including regular appearances from Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole, Red Nichols, as well as Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, Manly Klein, Jimmy McPartland, Bix Beiderbecke, Eddie Lang, Buddy Bergen, Nick Lucas, and Frankie Trumbauer. Layden did actually very little playing on these records. His main contributions were clean, well-orchestrated arrangements and session directions. In addition to his recordings, he also played regularly on radio after 1923, and the Roseland Orchestra played on New York radio weekly every Monday from 1923 to 1925. He entered into a sponsorship deal with Bristol-Myers for their toothpaste, Ipana. I bet you many of you might still remember that back in the 50s, Ipana was still around. It may be still, I'm not sure. As a result, his ensemble was renamed the Ipana Troubadours. In 1928 and 1929, Layden recorded with Bing Crosby. In 1929, the stock market took its historic crash, and it hit Sam Layden hard. Unlike his brother Lester, in 1931 he lost his contract with Bristol-Myers. As a result, he lost his radio show and the name Ipana Troubadours. By the middle of the 1930s, Sam was spending much of his time cutting transcription discs. While his fame had waned, he was still well off from the money that he had saved in the 1920s, and he retired from music, by the end of the 1930s. He was essentially forgotten. At the same time, Lester, his brother, went to stardom. He passed away in 1977, having never returned to music. He has largely been forgotten, except by collectors, jazz history buffs, and nostalgia mavens across the decades. But here on the Big Band Serenade, we are not going to forget him. Well, are you comfortable? Are you in your favorite chair? Well, let's sit back and listen to some of the music of Sam Layden and his orchestra. Well, let's start our show off with Someday Sweetheart, with vocals by Howard Scrappy Lambert. Thank you.
heart you may regret the vows you've broken, the things you did that made us rift apart. You're happy now and can't see how the weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear, and what you reap will make you reap someday, sweetheart.
Our next selection is from 1929, the Ipana Troubadours. I used to love her in the moonlight. Sam Layden and his orchestra, Where Is My Mayor? Thank you.
It's my Maya, oh Maya. And there's Himalaya, oh Maya. Each week he's higher. My little Maya, I think that you're a liar. Far is the reason he keeps on climbing. It's not the season. But I'm asking, oh where is my Maya? For what goes up must come down.
Our next selection is from the hit of the week, Pardon Me, Pretty Baby.
This is the new Durium record, playing for the first time 5 minutes of continuous quality music, almost twice the playing time of the average record.
Don't I look familiar to you? Thank you.
One of the many names that he went by was Sam Layden's Dance Ensemble, and they released Maybe It's Love. They released Crying Myself to Sleep with vocals by Irving Kaufman.
Thank you.
Hit of the Week Records was one of the most interesting musical artifacts of the Great Depression. Songwriter Walter Donaldson penned Hello Beautiful, Sam Layden's Dance Orchestra. Paul Small is the unaccredited vocalist. The accordionist was probably Cornell Smeller. Notable jazz musicians in this Layden's outfit included Tommy Dorsey, Larry Bynum, Manly Klein, and Art Schut. Unfortunately, none of these have solo spots. Still, it's a great record. Hello, Beautiful.
Sunshine in your smile. Hello, beautiful. Where you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
In 1930, he released Something to Remember You By, with vocals by Paul Small.
Thank you.
next tune is one that everyone has recorded. Happy Days Are Here Again. Another hit of the week recording, Reaching for the Moon, with Sam Layden's Dance Ensemble. Thank you. 1931, he released Whispering in the Dark, another hit of the week, Paul Smalley on vocals.
In the dark, I see the lights all over town, and I keep walking up and down while I am whistling in the dark. Whistling like a lark, my song goes floating on the air. I envy every loving pair while I am whistling in the dark. Who cares what I am saying in my song? Who knows that I am praying someone will come along, strolling in the park without a single thing to do. The night is black and I am blue. That's why I'm whistling in the dark.
Once again, that's going to be our show for today. I hope that you enjoyed this look back at Sam Layden and his orchestra. Let's close with Hello, Aloha, How Are You? With vocals by Irving Kaufman, 1926. I'll see you again here next week on the Big Band Serenade.
Hello, hello, how are you? I'm glad.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.